Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. When Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills took over the job, he told us that he would spend the first few months listening to members of his department, the other law enforcement agencies, and community at large before making any major changes. On Thursday, Mills held a meeting with his sergeants and lieutenants, and the results of that meeting are the first changes Mills will make. Mills, who is working on upgrading the manner in which the department gathers crime statistics, will divide the city into two sectors, commanded by Lieutenants Troy Zanotti and Lynn Johnson.
That includes moving our department to what is genuinely referred to as a community policing agency, in that we will decentralize authority and make it a geographical responsibility. In other words, we'll divide the city so people know who to go to with their complaints, with their problems, and that teams will be focused on solving those problems.
The transition will take some time, and Mills is also focused on filling six vacant positions, but the focus will change.
So if you have a burglary problem in your neighborhood, you'll know who to go to seek help rather than just calling a number and having us respond to an incident. The idea is to actually look at a bunch of incidents and figure out how to stop them.
Mills also said that addressing the transient issue is at the top of the list of enforcement efforts in the city. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has struck down a California regulation that requires gun owners to show good cause to receive a permit to carry a concealed firearm. The 2-1 decision that differs from the decision of two other circuit courts means the case is likely headed to the Supreme Court, which takes on cases when federal court appeals differ in their opinions. The Associated Press reports that the court ruled that law-abiding citizens have the right to bear arms outside of the home for self-defense purposes. California Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer have joined Oregon Senator Ron Wyden in authoring a federal bill that would address California's drought. The bill would allocate some $300 million for ensuring that communities at risk of losing drinking water do not, and that farmers in the Central Valley have water for crops while still protecting endangered species, particularly fish. Senator Wyden said that Klamath farmers and ranchers are already feeling the effects of the drought, and the bill would allow water agencies to get water to areas most in need. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KANS News and Information. The rise of technology is changing every aspect of our daily lives, including the way schools are educating their students, from the use of smart boards, interactive whiteboards with touchscreen capabilities, to the vast educational resources offered by the Internet. Technological advancements are having a profound impact on schools across the country. The Humboldt County Office of Education is working to integrate more technology into classrooms. E-learning specialist Colby Smart explains.
We're a process of remodeling education, just like our businesses and our society. We're remodeling things. We're not eliminating things that work. Pencils are still very much part of the classroom, and they always will be. But there will be a point in time where we won't look at these things as brand new or extra.
Smart went on to provide an example of how students will benefit from the changes.
One of the projects that we're working on right now is an e-reader pilot with 9 first and second grade teachers in classrooms all over the county. And what we've done is we've purchased Kindle e-readers in partnership with the Humboldt County Library. Each student in one of these 9 classes actually have access to this little device where they can actually go to the Humboldt County Library from wherever they are and download books.
Another example is the Office of Education's learning website that serves as a portal for teachers and students throughout the county to access and contribute ideas. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.